here's what I want to share about this tonight, about the ABC, and I want to get right into it, and I want to keep the call as quickly and concise as possible, is all we're paid to do, and our whole mission, and I'm going to talk about this at Goal Training next week. In fact, Paige is talking about how to overcome resistance, and the topic they gave me was the compensation plan. So I'm really excited about that, because I really believe that if you don't know the strategy of the business, you can't win. Like in football, you got to score points or you can't win. Baseball, you got to score runs or you can't win. In Nikken, you got to score or you can't win. And oftentimes, because nobody, you know, sometimes what you're supposed to do isn't just present in front of your face. We can get busy doing a lot of other things. Like, oh, it's interesting, even on leaders' calls, I'll say, so tell me about your business building this week. And people will say, well, I just sold a water bottle, and I just sold mag steps, and I put a mini on Aunt Betty's back. And all of those are great activities, and they're all lateral things that will build your business, and they may lead to great results. But for whatever reason, from almost the day I got in the business, I always thought building the business is how many ABC presentations we gave or how many people were signing up. There was, like, never yet contact sport. I just got a great one from building it the contact sport, and that's getting belly to belly with people. But I don't ever remember a time when somebody said to me on a conference call, tell me what's going on in your business. Automatically in my mind, I always was thinking, how many contacts am I making about the business? I just would never think to say on a call, I just sold, 11 mag steps. I mean, I might say I'm excited I sold 11 mag steps. But in my mind, because it was clear to me that to be a Royal Diamond, you needed 3 diamonds or 6 platinums. So I always saw that the only way to score is by putting the ball over the goal line. So I was closer to Royal Diamond when I talked to a prospect because I was building my organization, not just selling products. Because true or false, guys, you could sell 7 million points and next month have zero again. Accurate? By the same token, if you sign up 3 partners, that perpetuates the group. Now, do not confuse what I'm saying. Moving the points and making the money often leads to sign-ups. But even then, oftentimes we'll sell a pair of mag steps, and maybe somebody signs up. But if you guys ever notice, sometimes there's a softness there to where we're not converting people that are signing up into business builders because there doesn't seem to be a smooth transition. And I really want you guys to be aware of that and what an ABC is, why it's important, how do you use it. You know, it's a time saver. It's a powerful thing to be able to use. And I want you guys to really just think about tonight as we do the doggone call is what you consider a value added in your business and what you consider something that actually will help you build your business. And for me, it's ABCs and making the new contact. So are you guys all with me on that on the live side?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Beautiful. So, I'm going to talk to you guys about that in just a second. Bottom line of an ABC is this. This is what I want you guys to know. The ABC is not about you sitting with somebody and convincing them to sign up a Nikken. It's not about you carrying the water. Let that burden fall off your back. The ABC is about you presenting somebody with something, telling your story about how it affected you, and then letting them make a good decision. What an ABC is, if you take a look at this, your A is the thing that you're leveraging, a tool, an event, or an upline, and that's the thing doing the quote-unquote selling. You are the person connecting the tool with the prospect, so your job is to connect them with the information and then to share how that information affected your life. So let's say I'm Paula and I'm going to do an ABC at a coffee shop. I'm going to pull out our couple-page ABC document, and I'm going to say, you know, someone gave me this exact ABC, and because of that, I was able to change my health. I've got a vehicle that can change my wealth now, and I'm so excited about what's on this page that I want to read it to you. Do you guys see that then you put the burden of the information on the page, not on you, and you get to do what we're all best at, which is telling your story? Okay? So it's very, very easy to understand that. So, like, when I use an event, when I use a video, when I use a CD, Jeremy Greco said so well a couple weeks ago, a lot of times people struggle because they're trying to sell Nikken. If you're smart in this business, you'll promote and connect people into events or tools and let it sell it for you. So remember this for just a minute. Your job is to connect people with good tools or good events or good upline, and then just say, because, like, if you guys ever watch any infomercials on TV, it'll show somebody with a bad back, and on TV you're selling something that helps with bad backs, and you'll have somebody saying, since I use that product, my back feels better, and then they have the video to talk about the product. It's not me selling it, it's my story saying, I'm like you, I use it, and I got a good result. That's the whole paradigm of the ABC, is sitting back and letting the event do it, and you saying how much it affected you. So here's the deal, though. What we want to do is we want to have some kind of a methodology. And I've talked about this before, to where we have a meaningful value to an ABC, so when you're talking to people, we have kind of a chute to put them down, kind of a funnel, so that it can sort people. The ABC is not just about signing people up. It's about giving people a piece of information that's quantifiable, meaning it gives a really good snapshot of NECN so that a prospect can say, yeah, that looks like it might be out up my alley. Or perhaps more importantly, you can say to them, you're not the right fit for me. An ABC is not you say to somebody, I'm launching a big company, would you like to look? And you sit down with them, and then you spend the next 20 minutes defending NECN. Has anybody on the call other than me ever sat down to do an ABC and you feel like you're on defense the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, it's network. Yeah, it's not what it's about. It's not what it's about. It's an aptitude test. So here's the deal. What we want to do if we're leveraging tools, events, or the upline is we want to have good tools, events, or uplines. And that way people don't have to constantly wonder, okay, I've done the work to connect you, but you give them something crummy and then it doesn't work. So here's the thing about tools, too. And especially you guys that are the type A people out there, and I'm talking from experience, let me tell you about tools. Tools, when you first get into the business, seem like the thing you want to be doing. You get so excited about writing a new PowerPoint, so excited about doing a new presentation, so excited about all the things, you know, I'm going to make the greatest PowerPoint in the world. What I have come to learn after 12 or 13 years in this business, and I've written a good number of tools, it really doesn't matter the PowerPoint, provided that it's functional. Meaning, if you've got 8 or 10 previews that are all pretty good at telling the NECN story, how excited you are about what's on the slide is way more important than what's on the slide. I've learned that all these years. So what people tend to do is they think, if I change the presentation, I'll get a different result. The reason sometimes when people change previews or change presentations, they get a big result, is not because it's a better presentation. It's just because they're doing something new they're excited about. So my take on tools is this. It's a business, and you guys can all trust me on this. It's a business you don't want to get into because it will take you away from your business. I've made a lot of money because of it, but I've lost countless hours fluffing around with PowerPoints. If I had anything to leverage, I would leverage it. I'm going to show you something here in just a minute tonight from our upline role ambassadors. Okay? Because I would rather leverage something than create something. I could spend 50 hours to write a PowerPoint when I'd rather see you give 49 presentations using the one that exists. So the stuff that we provide for you is tried and tested. It's in the field. It saves you time. It saves you recreating. And a lot of you type A people, this will go in one ear and out the other because I wouldn't have heard it either. You don't want to be in the tools business because there's no profit in it. Okay, it isn't. So we do have some really good tools. We have some really powerful tools. And getting them in front of people will really serve you well. So when you're doing an ABC, and that's why I'm going to start with this, the quick ABC right here, this is something, and this is the one that Dennis Ruth put together. The only difference was the top of mine didn't come through, so I put a different header on it just because this was easier to print on my printer. And it had the gold brick on it, which I like, or the platinum brick. So when I'm sitting with people, the whole position I want to be in an ABC is being able to say to somebody, I know you've got a question, let me help you. You always want to be in the position of helping somebody answer a question. So when I'm sitting down with somebody, what I want to do with them, and if you take a look at this very first thing right here, it says that we're constantly asked to explain the NECN marketing process. So the brilliance of this that Dennis put together is you're saying to somebody, hey, I'm doing this right now to help you. And since we understand it best in pictures, we're breaking it down so we can see it. So the basic way this thing does is it walks you through. Basically, you see yourself in the middle. The first thing you're doing is painting your prospect into the picture. It's got the word yourself in big capital letters. That's a conversation changer. See your home. We call it You Inc. There's three uses of either you or your in that first line. So right away, we're having a conversation about them. It's very subtle and it's very important. Now, these two pages, by the way, are very simple to give, and there's a real powerful sneakiness in having something that is kind of not overly dazzling electronically. Like, you could do this on a smartphone or on a iPad or something, but you don't, and I'll show you where to get this in a minute. You can get it off several websites. I'll show you where it is on ours. But there's something kind of under the radar about something that's simple and duplicable and inexpensive to mass duplicate. So you talk about the steps. Share your story, demonstrate, endorse, and recommend what we use ourselves. If they like it, we connect them to Niken. Niken does all the hard stuff, and then Niken sends you a check and pays you for the referral. You can see some of the things here that Niken does, government regulations, assumes the risk, all of this stuff. So the great products that Niken has, you know, this is how you get them. Okay, so that's 1, 2, and 3. But the power of the business is when step 5 hits, and that's the distribution. And Niken pays us a referral on everything that happens in our business all the way down. The process continues on and on and on, spreading the concept of wellness around the world. Get yourself started and never quit, because you never know when someone else that needs help with their physical, financial future, you become the magic and help every home a wellness home. So you're doing two things. You're painting them into to the picture. You're helping them see the possibility. You're showing them what duplication is. Then you have just some of the basics about the comp plan down here. But the real smart thing is on the right, because before you give this, you should have an idea what they want, more time, more money, more freedom, whatever. And on the right, you have a listing of reasons that they might want to build this business. And then you say which one of these appeals to you the most. We already talked about it, but let's talk about it again. And then you basically just say, does this look like something you'd like to get started in, or would you like some more information? And then I'm either going to invite them to a live big event, I'm going to show them the on-guard presentation if they're leaning more product route, I'm going to do the preview if they're leaning more the business route, or I'm going to sign them up right there on the spot if that's what they want to do. Go to my webpage, you can sign up right there on the spot. So what this does is it very clearly and concisely explains who we are and what we do. So even if you're selling mag steps to somebody, I was talking to Christina earlier, and she was doing some booths and having huge success with it, and this is a way for you right there easily to be able to tell somebody, hey, let me show you what we do. Which I think you guys would agree, the biggest challenge we have isn't people that get what we do saying no, it's people saying no that don't get what we do. Do you guys all agree with that?
Right. They don't understand.
So that fixes it. Now, one other interesting thing, and you guys can send it to it. By the way, when I give this, I lay the sheets out, and I'll show you where to get this. Let me go to my desktop. If you guys go to pathfinders.biz, where we have this loaded up, and you can get it in several spots, you go to Download Tools. It's right across the top of the page. Real easy stuff right there. Quick ABC, two-page, fast introduction to Niken. For PDF, click here, and it's right there. You just download it. It's free. You print it off. I actually am going to lay this in front of somebody on the table. I want them to read as much of it as possible so that I'm working them into the presentation. I'm going to talk about you. I'm actually going to pull up and show the home, and there's your home in the middle, and I'm going to put my finger on the sheet and walk it. The products go to you. You connect people, and I really want to paint that visual picture. So it's very powerful and easy to use. We're going to hear some examples on the live side of what you guys have done with them over the last week or two, but I really like that. One thing that Jeremy asked for, Jeremy Greco up in Dallas, was he called maybe it was a text or email, and said, listen, that's great, but if someone hasn't seen anything, what are we distributing? And that was really important. So we've got a prototype put together here that we're going to be discussing in the leaders call tomorrow with our leaders team. And then we'll release the final version on the main call. And if you guys are on this call and want to give some feedback, please do. We want to hear what you're doing. But actually tomorrow we're going to have an area where you guys on the leaders team can help to get this going. But this is something we put together to help be almost an adjunct to that page, to add a cover page to it. So if you take a look at it, it says Niken products, cleaning our toxic environment. While Western medicine and pharmaceutical companies study disease, Niken spent 40 years studying our health. And then we just established the company. Billions in sales, millions of customers, technology backed by science, but built on changed lives. And we have a vision to protect the health of the ones we love. So you know our mission statement, you know our success record, and then we're going to say protecting the environment of your family is vital, okay? And we're going to talk about this is the stuff you need to be healthy. You got to sleep, drink, eat, breathe, light. Our solution is the wellness home. Here's all the products, and you can see the different lines we have. We've taken all of the elements of health. You look how the pictures are above and below each other, and we have a product solution for every one of the areas where we need to be healthy so that you have the yin and the yang. You have the challenge. Nikan has the solution. The bottom line is many companies have little pieces of wellness. Only Nikan has it all. We have millions of dollars of research development proven by 37 years of success and changed lives all over the world. Someone finally introduced common sense to our healthcare system. Don't you guys love that line? And protecting your health is finally simple, convenient, and affordable. Nikan is a smart choice, and together we can change the world one home at a time. And then you go back to here's our distribution system. Do you guys feel that's a pretty balanced, it's kind of a balanced total look at Nikan, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys have any thoughts as you look at that on the live side here? And we'll talk about it more tomorrow, but what strikes you guys as you see it? Or are you guys so excited you're speechless?
I guess speechless.
Do you guys see how if you put this on the front, though, you can also do an ABC with just our technologies on one page?
It's simple.
It is. You can explain our products. You can explain the business. You can put them together, and you can do all three, and it's on one simple sheet. All right, and that's not even loaded up online yet until it's quality assured. But we started out telling our mission, telling our story, showing what we're out to do, showing our solution, and then wrapping it up with Nikan's a smart choice. And then if you want to make an income with it, here's how we distribute these products. And then before you know it, you've got the complete picture of Nikan from top to bottom. And that's it. Simple, easy, fast, duplicable, convenient. Offer the solutions, as I just got a chat from one of our leaders in there. But that's all it is. And then you sit back and say, does what we have look like it might be a fit for you? You want more help, more time, more money, and let people direct you. What this does, it puts, like I said, you guys could go out and you could write 500 ABCs that would do basically the same thing, and maybe one's 10% more effective than another. What I want to do is get us doing 50,000 ABCs with a simple, fast, inexpensive, mass duplicable way to do ABCs. And then what we're going to do, just so you know, we're already in the works of doing this, we're going to be making some short videos that go over this to provide a framework for it that'll be 3 to 5 minute videos. So you'll actually have an ABC you can email somebody that will follow the same flow. So we'll have the full technology suite of the business, the products, all wrapped into one. It'll be very easy, very fast, very efficient. So this page is not downloadable yet until the leadership team will get first crack at it tomorrow, and we'll get that out there, and then we will get it loaded up probably by next Monday night by the time it gets quality assured. There's some typos on here, but I think it's spacing when it loads up into the WebEx, because I don't see the same ones on mine on this cover sheet. Like I said, this is the same one that Dennis Williams put together. I just changed this top bar because I couldn't get the other one to print, and this one. And the other thing I did was with this, even though it's color, you can functionally print these in grayscale. You don't necessarily have to print them out in color if you want to do mass distribution. Or, you know, maybe you just print the top page in color, and then the second ones you can print in grayscale. So I wanted to make the option where you could do it in either one. I recommend you print it in the color, because if you also look at it, there's not that much color splashed on it where you're going to blow your printer out, and you can get these out there. I'm going to put this in a nice folder. Everywhere I go, I'll have it. I'll have a Nikan product catalog. All I'm going to carry to talk to people is I'm going to have this in a folder with a Nikan product catalog, a hard copy of it. I'm going to be able to show them this, and when they want more information, I'm going to send it to my personal webpage. Say if you scroll down, you can watch a preview, you can watch a product preview, or I'm going to give them an invite to a live event, and then we're going to start streamlining people through the process and teaching our people how to duplicate. I believe this will be a game changer for your businesses if you start using it and get it out there and employ it effectively. It will absolutely blow up, and the people that are using it now, we're seeing some really nice results with already, which is really, really cool. Now let me say this. Some of you guys on the live side actually, and we got several people traveling tonight, but some of you guys on the live side were using this week. You want to share some of your results? I know Paula had some, Ken and Byra have done some, all you guys have. What are some thoughts you guys have on how this worked for you over the last week?
Oh, this is Paula. I got it on a Sunday, and I used it on Monday. And by the time I'd gotten through my appointments Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, I was much better because I was saying less. I was even saying less than I was, and letting just the sheet do the talking and asking questions that is just sort of self-explanatory. It's like, you know, and asking is this, you know, it flows easier because it's just all right there. And Jeremy's suggestion was great, you know, for those that haven't heard anything. So we've made some changes already before they've released it, but it's been really helpful, and it's just, there's no pressure on me, Paula, to worry about whether they're going to like it or not. If they are or they aren't, they're either going to want it or not, and it has nothing to do with whether I have to be defending or I have to be anything but open to helping them.
Nice.
And I can be in that space of just open to helping them, and if they would like to see it, great. If they don't, thank you for your time.
Did it feel easier sitting doing the ABC?
Oh, absolutely. I didn't get that hot feeling.
Because
no hot feeling.
Yeah, you were just executing something, not trying to give a presentation.
No, I was just executing.
Right, and it's fast. And we've had our ABC guide for a long time, and I think that 7 or 8 years ago, 8 or 9 pages were okay for an ABC. I believe that's better suited to a short presentation, a 15-minute preview. It's still very functional, but I think having 2 or 3 just fast pages that are easy to read, they're very visual, I think you do a lot of power in the ABC because it's information, but it's easy to go through. So, Paula, you actually felt empowered by having some railroad tracks to follow, it sounds like.
Exactly. I wasn't kind of meandering all over the place. It's like, here's this quick 2-page thing. It gives them an idea, overview of what we are. It gives me an idea, and then I can gauge where they are. And I can spend more time finding out what they need and what they want and not worried about what I'm going to say and how I'm going to say it and if I'm going to say too much or say too little because I let the sheets do the talking.
When you got to the end, did you ask them which one of those appeals to you and get them talking about it? Did you try? Okay, how did that go?
That went really well because some of the things that I thought, even though I tried to have no preconceived ideas, the things I thought that they were going to ask me about, that wasn't what they were interested in. A lot of them were interested in, well, tell me about how I can make money by, if it works, you know, if they work, which, of course, I know they do, if the products work. But it was an easier conversation because I could totally be in the space of, I have something that's really cool, you might like it, and I think enough of you to spend the time to show you, and you think enough of me to spend the time to give me your time.
Nice.
So let's be respectful of that. It's 10 minutes, let's see what you got, and if you want more, great. If you don't, you know, no harm, no foul. And it's just, I didn't get that hot feeling. I didn't get this, I'm not doing it right, or I'm not Rick, or I'm not Cowboy, or I'm not whoever. I'm me, and I'm doing it with this, and it just gives me guidelines. It gives me a path to take. It's sort of, you've been creating our path with Pathfinders, but now it's got lights on it, and you're like turning on the lights, and it's like, okay, just go this way. Just,
nice.
If I show this to enough people, I'm going to be a Royal Diamond. You know, whether I'm good at it or not, if I do this and follow the path, I'm gonna be able to be successful at it.
And let me tell you this, Paula. The other thing that you're doing when you're doing that with somebody is you're actually saying to them, and say this to them, give this a try, Paula. Do you think you could do? Do you think you could do what I'm doing right now? That's the other question we're really telling people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to say this. Do you think you could show somebody else what's on this sheet and successfully build Nikan? You see, that's what you're really telling them, is you're showing them how easy the business is.
Okay.
It's awesome. Who else has something to share? I know you guys all did a bunch of stuff. Who else has something they want to share?
Well, I'd like to say something, Rick.
Go ahead, Ken, please.
I found the 2-page ABC. For me, it was just a little bit clumsy. And, you know, I just had a little bit of trouble with it. I did do 3 or 4 of them this week. Didn't have a whole lot of luck yet. I do have some follow-ups to do. But I really like this cover sheet. I'm going to use it like a throwaway, like an interest builder. And I think that's what I was missing was that sheet to see if there's an interest before I bothered even to go into the ABC.
Right. So, and you know, Jeremy Greco sent me an email and said I kind of felt like I was starting in space, and I think he was probably right. And so I sat down and put that together because it really makes it so you're not starting in space. You guys kind of feel that way on the live side that it puts you so you're not starting out in outer space.
Yeah, what Jeremy explained to me was he felt like it was missing something.
And that's Danny, right?
Yeah.
In fact, it felt like he was, we're talking about what we offer and how we distribute it, but you have to infer that they have some knowledge of what we're distributing, or else what is it that you people are selling? Because it, in other words, it does. It starts in outer space.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. So you guys, when you see that, does your gut tell you that might be a good positioner to start it with your feet in a better spot?
Yeah. Well, like one example Jeremy gave me of one of the ABCs he did this week, it was from somebody that had heard the name of me, Ken, before, but, you know, he did the ABC, but they didn't know what the company was about. They knew how to make the money, but they didn't know what the company was about. And
So what this does, if you look at that,
kind of lost it, you know, at that point.
Yeah, and so what this does is it tells you what our mission is, who we are.
Right.
Let me ask you this. Do you guys believe that you can do an ABC? You can actually play the Healthy Child video and say, let me show you a company, you got to do something about it and start from there. Do you think it would allow you to give a powerful visual, emotional intro coupled with our mission, coupled with the financial opportunity, and do all of it in 10 minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we're planning to do on Saturday, actually. So.
Nice. Well, you're way ahead of it. You guys are rocking up there. I'm going to send out
that's
the
right.
prototype to the live team. And then everybody else on the call, we will get it up here within the next few days. But I want our A-team to visually check it out first. But I do agree with that. And Ken, so Danny, you feel, based on what you guys have done, that it'll be useful. Ken, you kind of felt like it was starting in space, too, until we added the third page. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, Wanda, what do you think? You and Weider are master prospectors.
I think the first page is now a great thing because I was using that where, you know, the sleep, water, nutrients, air, and the...
Right.
I had made up a sheet like that earlier anyway.
Oh, wow.
I started off with, to let them know what we had, and I talked about the company, that five different things, and then I showed the home. I showed the product. That kind of built me into a conversation.
So now that it's all on one page, that's...
Yeah, and you know what I like about that? If you could just take, as Ken said, our top page, it's standalone. The back two pages are standalone. Together, they're standalone. It's versatile where you can use it really in any situation you want, business or product or both.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, and by the way, it's free and downloadable, and we can mass market it. And as Jeremy said last week, too, he actually is just downloading them on a smartphone. Can you guys take a smartphone or an iPad and make that look like a $1 million presentation, even just scrolling on your thing? And don't forget what I told you. We're in the process right now of putting together a video that's going to be this presentation in 5 or 6 minutes, and then we're going to start coupling them with some powerful stories. So we're going to have this in multiple formats. So basically what my goal is over the next month to 2 months, we're going to have the best presenters in the whole business world out actually getting our message on point. How many of you guys have heard in the politics lately, all they keep talking about is getting them on message? Have you guys been hearing that?
Yeah.
I believe one of our challenges is we haven't been on message. And we need to get on message, get those talking points. It should be automatic. This is who Niken is. This is what Niken does. Here's my story that's not automatic and it's not a talking point. That's what makes Niken personal. But as far as telling who Niken is and what we do, don't you guys agree that should be automatic? If we don't have a universal, simple, powerful explanation, how do we ever teach people to duplicate?
Right.
So this is bigger than just an ABC. This is a mission statement. This is a watch setter. This is a talking point. This is a document that's easy to use. And you know, Dennis did such a great job of laying that out that I really think it really works. I know it works. I've seen it work. I've had it work. And what's more is anybody from any skill level can use it. You could be a CEO type and use it for a quick rundown. You could be someone that's never had a job in your life and successfully use it. And remember the tips that I shared with you guys. Ask people, do you think that you could build this business? Do you think that you could do what I just did? You know? And see what you guys are going to do. Somebody said, do you think you should add the five pillars of health to this? Maybe. We can add another bullet to the top and say, built on the five pillars of health, healthy mind, body, family, society, and finances. I don't think that's a bad idea. We'll talk about this tomorrow on the leaders call. Think about that overnight, guys, okay?
Okay.
You know, when you come to an ABC, there's a lot of things you can tell people, but there are some things that you must tell people. And what we need to start getting good at as a company is knowing what we must tell people and not throwing all the cans in. Because when you hit people with 87 facts, because we do have 200 products, we do have a big, rich story to tell, you guys realize that even if they get your story, they're going to tune you out. So one of the advantages, guys, the reason some of these startup network marketings grow really fast, it's because they got nothing really to say, and they're really good at saying their three sentences. I mean, guys, if you're a two-year-old company selling salt water, how much do you really have to talk about? So the distributors are free to do this. We're growing. We're huge. The comp plan's awesome. We got a great product. That's it. There is no, we're in medical journals. We're in Discover Magazine. We help zebras in the Serengeti feel better when they look at our molecules. All this, I guess I got about 8 emails this week, and I'm just going to warn all you guys that drinking Neken water and throwing salt in it or something is good for you. Now, that may or may not be true. It may resurrect the dead, but if Neken doesn't make it, I ain't selling it and I ain't talking about it. I'm not here to fascinate people. When Neken starts making salt, I will talk about it. You guys all follow me?
Right.
Yes.
I don't care what the hell is made out there unless we make it. And pardon my French, but it's bug dumb. We are not here to just talk. We're here to move our products. I'm stunned at the ineptitude of some of the talking points that the Neken field does. You go to expos, and there's every radical product expert up there talking about far infrared vibrations and stuff. Guys, you're crucifying your business doing that. You're killing yourself. We have to have simple, clear, concise talking points. And that's what I want to do. And forgive me if I get fired up about it. Sometimes I'm it's like watching a football game and it's 4th and 10 and they hand the ball off up the middle. You just sit there and go, what was that? Who made that call? You guys ever watched a game and seen that call and you're just like, what just happened? You know? And so when I'm giving an ABC, you guys, you know, you can sit there with somebody and talk and talk and talk, and we have water systems over a counter, under a counter, beside the counter, beneath the counter, above the counter, in the attic, in the basement, in the backyard. You can put it in a plane or a train. You will not eat a grenade. And you can tell them all that, and they're not going to hear you. Or you can say, we have the most advanced water filtration in the world along with a lot of other great products. And even though you told them less, you gave them more. Make sense?
Right.
That's it. So what we're looking to do here is have something of a cattle chute. All right? That's what it is. And what I mean by cattle chute is when you got 100 cattle, you want to load them onto a truck. You want a little narrow passageway where you can kind of funnel the crowd. What we're really doing here is don't forget what I said, talking points. So I'll let it go at that point. But I think the thing I want to do is take this 37-year-old company with 300 products, with 8,000 medical studies, with a global footprint, with 2 million bits of scientific evidence backing us up. Don't you think it's time we were able to tell people what it is in 4 minutes? That's our problem. Would you guys agree that your biggest frustration is you have something so real and so beautiful and so life-changing, why don't they just get it? Because there's so much to tell them. You guys ever felt that way?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It you know, Lonnie, you're in the pastoral field. It's nice to have a pastor on the call. When someone is being led into faith, They have to seek it. You want to whet that appetite, and then and they're a seeker at first, correct?
Right.
You don't dump Kings and Deuteronomy on them their second day in church and expect them to have it memorized, do you?
No. Gotta feed them a little at a time.
Right, and what's more is you want them to want to pull it out of you, right?
Right, right.
They have to have their own faith. You guys understand that when you're sitting across from somebody, all you really want them to know is, wow, this is a really cool global company with some great products. They've got the only solution for all that bad stuff, and I'm worried about all that bad stuff. And that creates a great big cool business where I get to tell other people about it, make a great living. And then at the end it says, if I do that, I can be home with my grandkids. You guys realize that's the story you're telling.
Yep.
That's it. And when you start getting into the side tangents about Jade Green and stuff in your first meeting, unless somebody says, yeah, I'm taking a vegetable powder and it's really expensive and I like it, then I might say, we have a phenomenal product called Jade Green. I can't wait to show it to you. You understand that right there is going to give you power. Or let me walk to the car and get you a sample, or you know, I'll give you a sleeve of it. Don't get into every obscure thing about it. And I really believe that this will be a game changer for the company if we can do this. And this is a great line I just got. Someone that's absolutely going to be a big leader on our call here is promote the business, endorse the lifestyle, lead people through the process, and call to action. It's a fantastic business. My wife, what he's saying is, it's a fantastic business. My wife and I love it. Because of it, we're able we're going to be able to be retired next year, or we have a way out. You know, here's what we're doing, and here's what's next. And then, would you like to get started now? That's the basic flow of it. So the bottom line, guys, is I want to unlock your people power. I think we're going to find that if we start successfully duplicating, and remember, this is not some elegant, high-speed, three-dimensional, popping-off-the-page PowerPoint. It's not designed to be that. It doesn't have to be that. You know, sometimes, guys, soldiers today carry the same entrenching tool on their back that they carried 60 years ago because it's a really good little shovel. You don't always have to have something that's off the charts. And that's something else I've learned is we've been using technology, and I have a technology background. Sometimes the right tool is the one that does the job the best. And, you know, there's still a reason when I put a picture frame up, I use a hammer. I mean, if I was building a whole house, I'd get a nail gun. But do you guys agree that just to put one nail in the wall, don't you guys think the hammer's going to be around for a long time?
Yeah.
That's my point. What we have here is a bread and butter, meat and potatoes thing. And Paula, I'm thinking about Paula, because we did an ABC together last week. Think how powerful it would have been sitting there that first meeting we did with Christine. Her name is Christine, correct?
Yes.
What would have happened if we would have had this and pushed it in front of her? So let me walk you through it. What do you think would happen, you guys, with all your prospects if you got them reading off the page with you and giving the ABC to themselves with you? Do you guys think there would be power in that?
Great power.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
It. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what appeals to you the most? Get them selling themselves. You guys know you're really doing good with ABC if you get people talking about what's on the page. And you'll know you're a real wizard when you're in a group of people and one of the prospects starts selling it to the other people before they're even signed up. That's what you're looking for. So bottom line is have fun. Enjoy it. This is here for you. I will get it to everybody on the entire Pathfinders network as fast as possible. We will get it through the quality assurance process of our team tomorrow at noon. You guys have a big responsibility to help craft this and shape it. I also want to appreciate all the feedback that you all gave this week. Next week on the call, we're going to talk about how to make a 90-day game plan with some of the new materials that we have, and then we're in convention week. So it's time to go. It's October the 15th. All of you on this call that are running for levels, go get them. Don't be satisfied with less. If you are silver or above, get that qualifier in. I'm a big stickler on it. To be a part of our leadership team, that is a mandatory thing. I highly suggest all of you that are at the platinum or above level who are developing leadership teams have a team of people that is qualifier-based, that you know, hey, these are the leaders that are doing things, and go out, and at the end of the month, look yourself in the mirror, look at your business, and be proud of the kind of business that you're building. And last but not least, we will be doing a global broadcast of Uprising 2. That information will be in your inbox by the end of the week. We will be broadcasting live from Waco, Texas, and we will be having a team of fantastic presenters who will all be sharing why the NECAM business is the best one out there. We're going to start it at 11 o'clock on a Saturday very soon. We'll release the dates here this week, where even people on the West Coast will have time to get going. And somebody was in Mountain Time Zone, and we thought that would be a 10 o'clock start, so that's good. So there's some big stuff up and coming, and we're going to do great. So anybody have any questions or thoughts on the live side before we get going?
Nope.
You guys ready to rock?
Yes.
Now, everybody, let's go out and rock it.
You know what? You guys are a great team of people. I'm proud of all of you, and could not ask for a cooler group to work with. We appreciate you, and let's go hang a big number. What do you guys say?
Okay.
All right, guys. Take care, and God bless.
Bye-bye.
Have a great night.
Thank you, Rick.